Last week we had some fun getting set for divisional round by listening to some of the best plays divisional rounds past. Now, looking at that list, we had to cut things, Chris, for the divisional round. I don't know, maybe because there's four games each weekend, there's a lot more body to pick from. But the NFC and AFC championships, to me, kind of get lost in the shuffle a little bit. I don't know that there's as many great games, maybe because it's such a disappointment to lose the Super Bowl. And I don't know if it says something about the sport or comparing it with baseball, but I think it's a bigger deal to win the American and National League than it is to win the AFC or the NFC, where I think you're viewed as better the next year if you've won the American or National League than you are if you've won the AFC or the NFC.
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. Now, number one, I don't buy the argument there hasn't been great games.
There have been.
There have been great games. There have been great moments in those games. I think, for one, we look with a certain nostalgia at the past and some of the plays that helped build the NFL's popularity to what it is today, and thus we hold those plays in a like almost a special part of our brain, and we won't let anything recent kind of top that. I think also there's something to be said for there used to be a certain dynastic element in the past. 70s and 80s were more known for dynasties with the same teams in these situations year after year.
And partly because of the way the contracts were written in the league when and they didn't have the salary cap, so there wasn't nearly as much movement. You could hold your team in the 70s and 80s a lot easier than you can now.
And I think that's part of it, where especially on the NFC side, the AFC is almost like that, though. The AFC, it's probably Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger in the AFC Championship game.
Well,
that's how it works.
In the 70s, it was Ken Stabler, it was Terry Bradshaw, it was Bob Greasy.
Yeah, so maybe there had been more things changed and more things stay the same. The AFC is like the NFC, I mean, I'm just reading from the last 10 years or so, the teams that have played in the championship game. Falcons, Packers, Cardinals, Panthers, Seahawks, Niners, Giants, Bears, Saints. I think I ran out of repeats. Eagles, well, 2004, as a while ago. But yeah, there's been a lot of different teams. And when there's constantly different matchups in this round, it's hard to build the, I guess, the rivalry aspect. And you're not as familiar with, these teams aren't as familiar with each other. But, I mean, that being said, I still think there's a couple of moments that rival, if you looked at it in just a vacuum, some of the moments from the past.
All right, we're going to go in chronological order. You can go to our Twitter page. KTIK 93.1 FM, and you can vote. We have four that we have chosen. If you want something else, give us a call and say, you know what, you missed blah, 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 and let us know. That would be at 208-424-9300. We will start with the oldest to the youngest, and we'll start with the 81 season, the NFC Championship game match, Dallas at San Francisco at Old Candlestick Park. Game came down in the final minute, and the 49ers had the ball.
Throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark!
Now, of course, that was the 49ers leading up to their first run. And as somebody that lived in the Bay Area that year, the 49ers were a 60-1 shot to win the Super Bowl. It would be the first one for Joe Montana. And I think the catch gets extra marks, Chris, because of the fact that the 49ers were such underdogs that year, a team that nobody counted on, a team that nobody knew. If it had been Danny White, who was the quarterback, throwing to Drew Pearson, I don't think it would have been the same.
I know someone's going to yell at me for this. I think this play has more to do with the two teams that are involved more than it is this was a great play. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a nice catch. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the air and caught the ball. I feel like I see that every week. Like, there was nothing really special about this catch. Like, it was a good rollout. He threw it off balance. Like, I see that every Sunday in the NFL. And a catch at the back of the end zone where he jumped. He maintained contact with the ground. He didn't go to the ground, but I just wanted to use that lingo because if you discuss catches in the NFL, you have to. And there was still 58 seconds left in the game. So.
And the Cowboys did get to midfield.
Yeah, exactly. The Cowboys didn't like decide the game. The Cowboys still had a last possession to go down the field and do what they wanted to do with it. So, like, it was nice. Was it even, like, fourth down? I don't think it was fourth down, was it?
I think it was third.
Third. He had another play.
And you needed a touchdown. It wasn't like you were going to go for a field.
He had another play after this. It wasn't even the last play. So I understand its meaning in NFL history. I'm not trying to degrade that. Just, I think it's a little overrated.
All right, number two. A few years later, late 80s. Back-to-back years, Denver got by Cleveland. 86 season, it was the drive where Denver came the length of the field in Cleveland. The next year they meet out at Mile High Stadium, and it looked like Cleveland was going to win again. And much like Charlie Brown, Lucy pulled the football away, literally and figuratively.
These are the toughest yards in football right here. Draw to Biner. Ernest Biner.
Fumble.
Fumble the ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my. Don Pylum.
There's a war going on under that stack.
There it is. Denver's ball at the two-yard line.
So Cleveland was going in for look like a touchdown, and Denver recovers the fumble. Can a fumble be the best play ever in AFC-NFC championship history play?
A fumble's a blunder. I don't know if a blunder can be considered the best play. I mean, somebody forced the fumble, so I guess there's that. But, I mean, it's more known for Ernest Biner fumbling than it is for who forced the fumble. Do we know who forced the fumble? Nobody knows. Who got credited for forcing the fumble? I think Jeremiah Castile.
Okay, he's a safety. I believe he played at Alabama.
He's the guy who's credited for forcing the fumble. He's not really an NFL figure. No, nobody thinks of him in the history of the league. I would think that that would be the play, is you forcing the fumble. The fumble itself is a blunder. So unless we're going to say Jeremiah Castile forcing the fumble is the great play, then I don't know how we're going to vote for this.
Well, who recovered it? Again, we know Ernest Biner fumbled it.
I don't know. It doesn't say on the Wikipedia page who recovered the fumble.
All right, so let's move on. You could vote for that one if you think the fumble will be the biggest thing. You deny the Cleveland Browns. That's about as close as the Browns have ever gotten, by the way. They also threw an interception in the end zone one time against the Raiders back in the 80s. This Cleveland team has had a lot of cursed moments. The next one involves Brett Favre, but not with the team that you would expect him to be with. He wasn't with the Packers in this moment. He was with the Vikings. 2009 season, the game played in 2010. The Saints, the number one seed, are the home team in the Louisiana Superdome. Favre is quarterbacking the Vikings. Is this another blunder?
Favre sprints to his right, throws back across the middle, and he's intercepted. Porter. The return by Porter, and he's brought down with 7 seconds left.
That ended the game. Vikings had a chance.
Yeah, it's Brett Favre. We can't have the best play in NFL championship history be Brett Favre on the Vikings, though. And I know Fish out here trying to cape for his Saints, and that's really the reason that this play is even in the mix.
All right, and the last one we have is the most recent 2013 season, 2014 year. The Seahawks and the 49ers, close game, ended up winning by the Seahawks.
Colin Kaepernick with a chance to take the lead. Kaepernick, end zone, Crabtree, broken up, picked off. This game is over.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. Will you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree? That's the result you're going to get.
I mean, that's great. I forgot about how great Richard Sherman is as a trash talker when he wants to be.
But that's also, you could say, a blunder. It's an incomplete pass, although I think it was Sherman that, you know.
Sherman knocked the play away. At least we know the guy who made the play, and he made sure you knew his name after by calling Michael Crabtree sorry. So he also been in a couple of ones. We didn't even put when they have an overtime win against the Packers, or they threw a touchdown as a Baldwin who caught it. That was a really good play, too. So we just don't think of these moments that are recent as changing the NFL's landscape, which is why I probably would vote for the catch. As much as I ripped it as being overrated, I would probably still vote for it because it was actually a play made by a player instead of a blunder like the fumble was. And it did affect NFL history. Did any of these plays affect NFL history? Maybe the fumble, because that's still a Cleveland, mistake. And finally, LeBron winning a championship helped change the narrative there. But like the other players were great plays in their moments, but did they really have an impact on the history of the game like the catch did?
Download the Sports Radio The Ticket at KTIK.com to listen to our programs wherever you are by streaming them off your phone. Sports Radio The Ticket app also delivers on-demand podcasts of entire local shows and interviews and social media links as well. Download The Ticket app at KTIK.com.
So am I the only one who's going to pick?
I picked the catch.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought I had mentioned that. I thought it was just the, you know, the start of the 49ers' dominance that they were able to come up with that play. Fish? Favre?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Favre. I wouldn't have gone with Favre if the Saints were in it, but now that, especially since it's against the Vikings. And Chris, to mention, it did change NFL history because we did not get a Favre-Manning Super Bowl.